mean, I just it
Okay.
really set into me when I came when I went to Colorado. That Texas panhandle killed me.
Okay, I got a question though. You said something, you were talking about Pure Up, so I got a question for you, a direct question. What is the purest thing the United States has to offer today?
Now, has the offer, I want to be clear, that's what you're asking, because you can has the offer and actually offering are two different things. So you're talking about potential, or are we talking about, you know, because I could say maybe if it's potential is that we they had a potential to tell the truth of the history, you know, but if it's,
Oh,
you
see,
know,
now you're
conquer.
talking about some awakening type shit right
No, but I'm
there.
saying, what you're saying, like, maybe, you know, some tangible shit is definitely not some Hoover Dam and some, you know, Mount Rushmore type shit. It would have to be one of the national parks. That's it. It's, it ain't about a Statue of Liberty, a fucking Disney World, a SeaWorld, Vegas, fucking Hollywood Strip. I ain't on none of that shit impressive. All that shit is like being in the real cute part of the mall. You know what I'm saying? You know, that real, like, you know what I'm saying? Just where they just do extra, you know what I'm saying, in that part of the mall. You know,
You know, all those symbols are there just to elicit emotions and a sense of belonging and patriotism.
yeah, but like for the, you know, since I grew up in Europe, you know, for whatever reason, I went on a lot of trips. A lot of field trips, whatever you want to
Probably
call
too
it,
many
family
trips.
trip. I've been told that. But the kind of things that I did there that, you know, people in the United States do on a given weekend is, it doesn't even compare. You can live in Louisiana, drive a couple of states over, and own some maybe Georgia type stuff.
Wait a
Yeah, the
minute, what
swag
type
might
of
be a little different, but that same distance is two countries over in Europe.
so
So
what are you talking about here?
I'm talking about
You said the types of things, man.
I'm talking about, okay, like I remember
Something you're
going,
okay with now, because you know the feds is watching.
yeah, okay, well, I remember going to a couple of concentration camps when, you know, I was in Germany, you know, seeing the ovens that they put motherfuckers in, seeing the rooms and shit, and the be, you know, like that shit is a tourist attraction. You know, I can remember going to a salt mine, it was a tourist attraction, having to put on the clothes that they give you. They're like fucking heavy as shit because the salt is so potent and powerful, how far down in the earth we're going, that it'll eat through your clothes. And we had to walk like 2,000 steps down into the earth, get into a boat. But first, we took a train. We left out, like, it's so cool, like how you just like say you're in a hotel lobby, you know, of a, you know, like say a Hampton. You know what I'm saying? No big huge relationship, but it's like a Hampton. But right at the end of the fucking the check-in, where, you know what I'm saying, which would be the cashier, is a fucking train inside the building. Not a big train, you know what I'm saying, but like a little something that would look like a children's train. It's more powerful. It's more like, you know, the kind of shit miners would be in. When you get, you know what I'm saying, you put your clothes on, you get in that bitch, take you down, you know what I'm saying, so far. The train stop. I guess it run back up to get the next group. Your ass walk about 2,000 steps down, you know what I'm saying, and then you get into a fucking boat. Now, mind you are all underground, you know. And it's just, you can just smell the salt. The water's just, I don't know, it's got a look to it that I don't know. Just black. I've never seen nothing like it, you know? And I'm pretty sure it was sort of like if Natural Bridge Caverns, you know what I'm saying, to get to the point to where all of the shit is, it was all underground and you was taking a boat like on the Riverwalk.
Now the Natural Bridge Caverns. That is the closest thing to like fantasy you can get around here in San Antonio, I think.
Probably, but you know,
Like a total escape to remove you from
stalagmites. Maybe if I could explore a cave on my own, but I don't.
Yeah, they don't let you do that, right?
Yeah, if you get on it on, I mean, if you, I guess if you just found one on your own, you could. You know what I'm saying? But if there's some people probably got cabins on their private land. You know, for a certain amount of money, they may let you, but then it's like, no, because you made the face of my shit. There ain't no cameras down there. But I don't necessarily enjoy a tour guide and other people and looking at the shit people done touched and fucked up. Like, I remember.
I want to wander, yes.
Yeah, so, but the thing is, people don't wander responsibly. But since everybody
I wouldn't fed, drink at PETA, all.
FEMA. Motherfuckers who fuck up with my check. let me say this. I was a Girl Scout from Brownies up to age 14. So, first, you know what I'm saying?
More power to the Girl Scouts of America.
First rule, you know what I'm saying? Girl Scout.
You know they're changing that shit, right?
Fuck that. I'm an old school Girl Scout. First rule, leave shit like you found it.
So leave shit like you found it.
Well, I'm paraphrasing. We didn't say shit, Girl Scout. It's good. So everybody know mathematical. This is some we do Girl Scout fit. So all I'm saying, tell them. I just said I made it to the Girl Scout.
She accurately did the Girl Scout salute.
I say all that to say that I know how to do this responsibly, and I understand that most people don't. They don't want to go down there and film pornos, or get high. You know what I'm saying? Do experiments, shoot movies. See, I get it.
I believe in leave shit like you found it too. So if you come over to my house and you want to get a little lit, I'm going to get you there, and I'm going to bring you back, too. And I'm going to leave you just like you came. You're going to be all right. We're not going to fuck you up. We're not going to turn you. We're not going to spike you.
I think you talking about some shit that I told you about off podcast.
What are you talking about?
If I tell you, then it'll be on podcast.
Well, see, now, is that Patreon shit?
Mm-hmm. That's stay us free.
Us free?
No, not
we want free.
No, because I'm saying stay us free. Mm. I'm not already in. I'm saying this is how you keep them going in there because you want to stay us free. And once you saying give us free, you know you're at the mercy of. Now it's enough of me just being at the mercy of God. I don't pretty much too much want to be at the mercy of nay another motherfucker.
Mm. Now, though I say I'm a penitentiary baby, I don't want to be back subjugated. You know what I'm saying? I said be back subjugated. Who learned me how to spoke?
I don't know, it's a lot of double negatives in there. I mean,
I do like when I visit, you know, to run the meditation classes. When I run, facilitate, I hate to say that fucking word, run.
Yeah, but in your mind, that's what you're doing.
That sucks. I gotta get that shit out of my mind. Mm-hmm. I gotta get that shit out of my mind. I'm not running nothing. I'm facilitating the class.
Get less Jerry Jones and more Dalai Lama.
It's good. I sit back and I'm learning, just asking more questions and trying to ask the right questions to get them talking. Man, that's the main thing, I think. When it has to take, I'm trying to work on the listening skills. Oh, trying is lying, right?
No, trying actually means you failed.
Ooh.
So, I mean,
ain't nothing wrong with failing as long as you continue.
But if you're, you know, if you live in that professional lane.
What is that? Persevere?
If you're always trying, you know, in order to move beyond failing, because that's what trying is, you have to attempt things. Now, once you attempt, you know what I'm saying? You still may fail, but you recognize that there's effort taken in the attempt. When you just trying some shit, that who's telling the motherfucker?
Seven attempts.
No, there's no evidence that you tried.
I made two attempts, and I failed.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to persevere, just like T.S. Madison.
Well, because that doesn't mean that you won't fail the next 30 times. It just means that, however many, you're going to die for you fucking quick.
Hmm.
So,
If you ain't gonna die for something, you don't fight for it. That's some of the shit that this dude told me in the penitentiary that stuck with me ever since.
But see, that's really about my personal body. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm willing, I've invested in me. You know what I'm saying? I die about me. Yeah. So I fight for me.
Yeah.
And then.
You ain't gonna put your hands on me.
No, because once I do that, then I can put somebody else under the aegis of that. But if I'm not doing it for myself, I can't extend it.
Don't you say go to full if mine?
I can't offer someone protection I can't give myself. Unless I can't give myself that protection, because that's just not spiritually allowed for who I am. Like, it's something that I can gift, but I can't enjoy, like Moses. You know what I'm saying? You can take them there, but you don't get to see it.
Man, Moses.
I'm not saying I'm Moses. I'm just using that as an analogy.
No, you are God and a spy. What would that be? A deific spy? Deific counter agent?
It would be somebody saying that's arrogant.
Somebody saying that that's arrogant.
Yeah, so I get so mildly annoyed when somebody calls me arrogant. Because I'm not. I'm completely confident, which is on the other end of arrogant.
You know, I like that. We were talking about that the other day. Arrogance and confidence and delusion. Like, it's a weird pathway, you know what I'm saying? Interchanging pathways. And sometimes, like me, like you see how I'm sipping the bourbon. I'm sipping it. But it's like
it's the next day.
You see, so the bourbon, you know, the bourbon makes me a little bit more loose.
As opposed to what? No bourbon or vodka?
I don't know what it is. Vodka don't do nothing. You know, like the bourbon. Why does the brown liquor do that? Is it something? Is it a psychological thing?
No. It's definitely physical. Nobody thinks about rubbing vodka on a cold-ass baby, you know what I'm saying? In a pinch, you know, frostbite is in the air.
Yeah.
People always talk about rubbing, you know, like, I mean, because this is not something that people never to this day think of anymore. But, you know, it was always the brown liquor when somebody was sick.
Yeah.
People would rub on the body to increase circulation, to help with the breathing, open up. You know, like, it was the original Vicks Vapor Rub.
You know, so I put it under my nose sometimes.
It can be just psychological.
I put it under my nose sometimes.
I know, even if it's, my shit ain't considered, you know what I'm saying, worthy of the scientific medical journals. I know that, yeah.
Hey,
there's a physical difference.
Hey, none of us are certified in this bitch. Like, let the world tell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the 1% take the reins and...
Mm-hmm. Like I said, in that information, I'm confident of. So, now, I would say maybe that has something to do with, I don't know, is bourbon and the becoming wood or something? Because I know
I think it is. I think it is reduced in barrels.
Maybe it's absorbing some stuff.
I think it is watching something. Them. You see,
and there was something that the people were getting that was an added benefit of life. I think it was cheese. It was like now these people were getting sued and told they had to stop, you know what I'm saying, making their cheese because it wasn't hygienic because they were using barrels and they were using these old barrels, but it was something about
those barrels
that soaked into the cheese that made their cheese. They're not as opposed to the people that were making it in these vats.
Yeah.
Nowadays. And
hating.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they hating on the pimp.
So, you know,
they hating on the pimp.
That's probably it. I think taking wine, and the reason wine reacts you know, to my body totally different. And not because it's probably coming through the barrels. I think because it's fermented. I think it's because it's fermented fruit. I think because of what fruit represents on a spiritual, godlike, physical thing to turn around and basically rotten it. That, you know, saying you get that, you know, drunk loose, might, you know, saying do something that you normally wouldn't do.
Oh man, you just made me think of us.
And then also dry up like a prune.
You just made me think of us.
No, what do you mean?
I'm more excited about, for the movie now.
I'm talking. No, God, I thought you was talking about me and you, us. You back on that shit.
The move, yes. See, that's going to throw...
No, I get it because, like, I've been, like, geeked about, you know what I'm saying, movies like that. But for me, it's like I can't even, like, really share that with you. And it's not that particular movie. It's really any of the movies that you fuck with because your favorite genre is horror. And I haven't been into horror movies since the 90s.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Now, to me, a good horror movie is, like, Blade 3.
My favorite genre.
I'm listening.
My favorite genre may be horror, but
nothing wrong, no judgment. I just don't share it.
I do have a very eclectic taste in movies. I actually like the kindergarten teacher. Mm-hmm. Did you watch it all the way through?
I can't remember who was in it.
I don't know the people's names. It was the lady that thought the boy was a poetic genius.
Oh no, I got about halfway through there and that bitch was like white America. You fucking thieving ass, unhappy
home. Ooh, say that's the same thing my boy D said.
I didn't finish it.
Same thing.
I didn't finish it. That looked like a motherfucker going to Africa and snatching a child and bringing them back to work in the fields. Like, and then like this, bitch, you wasn't even plagiarizing. Because you was trying to get somewhere to put food on your kid's table because you was dying or something. You was fucking plagiarizing for self-esteem. Jesus, take me now. I ain't going no. But what I'm saying is like, no, I didn't make it through that movie.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm not going to say nothing.
No, you can't, but I'm saying because I don't mind discussing.
I never spoil movies because I don't know which Fed agencies have not seen it yet.
You know, I'm funny. I would ask people things. They're like, no, I'm not good. Like, if I didn't want to know, I would say, no, you wanted to. Look, what you say ain't got no enjoyment on my fucking movie experience. Bitch, tell me what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
Did he die? Did she get away? What, you know what I'm saying? And
well, see, I know. I would tell you. I'll tell you after the podcast over with. Because, you know, once they turn off their receivers, we good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying that I'm the type of person that I'll let you know because I take, you know what I'm saying, movies, like books, and the discussions and the communication skills and the chance to exercise them.
Ain't nobody reading nowadays, though.
I'm just saying, but, you know, seriously. So if me and you read the same thing or me and you watched the same thing, I think there is a chance to establish a Rosetta Stone of, you know, communication based off of working through something that we both saw. So we either saw the exact same thing or we saw different things.
Yeah.
And where we do the overlap is where you get that Rosetta Stone. So I'll tell people, like, you know, when I discuss things, like, you don't want me to tell you what happened, I won't. But, you know, I really just get real, real excited and tell somebody, oh, you should go read this or you should go watch this because...
Okay.
The kind of people that I'm running into, ain't what they about.
So I'm not going to suggest any books. I'm just going to tell you the last thing I read. I read The King Killer Chronicles. Hard to say. Patrick Rothfuss, first book is Wizard's First Rule, and it's Name of the Wind is the second book. Really good book. I liked it very much. Wait on the third one. I'm not sure if it's out yet. I'm going to Google that shit later on. But I read that like the last 6 months ago. I finished it, both of books. Very nice books. I like them. What was the last thing you read?
Probably some out of the Falconhurst series.
You know? Falconhurst?
No, Mandingo.
Nobody likes Mandingos anymore. It used to be real popular in the
80s. No, the book. this is more like the '70s, but it was like there's like, you know, fucking 20 of them books. You know? They bring it y'all.
I don't know if I can read 20 books. That would be nice.
No, I'm talking about the in the Mandingo series. Like Mistress of Falconhurst, because Falconhurst was the name of the plantation. You know.
Now, in Bandersnatch, it was the game that the guy was making was based off of that book. You see how thick that book was. It's supposed to be his Choose Your Own Adventure book. Mm-hmm. Have they ever done a Choose Your Own Adventure books?
No, it never works that way. Because
would that be too much?
I don't think so. I've never read Bandersnatch, but I remember
as a I don't know if Bandersnatch was a real book.
I don't know if it is either, but I'm just saying I remember growing up reading those kind of books. And at best, not that y'all could see me, they were like that.
Yeah, they were never that thick.
So I'm saying all that to say is that no matter what storyline you went through, you could always go back and read the alternates. And even if there were more into it, you know what I'm saying? They were never that ridiculously thick.
Yeah.
So if that's a real book and they had upped the game to that, like, ain't about that life.
You think that'd be too much back and forth reading?
I think that some people require Rubik's Cube type shit. Some people just require 10,000 piece puzzles. That's where that shit would fall into the box of people who do shit like that. I told you, but I don't need no kind of, I don't need mental challenge. I don't desire any type of mental challenge.
Well, you know what they say, much study wears the body, so it's always a good time to end shit.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.